Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 17th, 2026, with Kevin Will.
Apartment fire on Black Oak Drive in Paso Robles. Ribbon cutting ceremony for new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday evening at the 11-3400 block of Black Oak Drive. Paso Fire says that the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from the first floor apartment sprinkler system. Firefighters made a search and found two dogs in the bathroom. The dogs were removed from the scene and turned over to the PRPD until the owner could be found. The fire was isolated to just one apartment on the first floor, according to a release from the fire department. Firefighters remained on the scene to assist the building owners with evacuating water and salvaging their contents to prevent further damage. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. A reminder that a segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41 about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. During the middle of the week, the shoulder adjacent to the work will be closed as construction crews install a new driveway for Verizon site access on Highway 41. Caltrans says no significant travel delays are expected during this project. Ribbon cutting ceremony for new Agriculture Barn at Paso Robles High School. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agriculture education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare, according to a release from the district. The new barn creates a more consistent space for livestock sensitive to temperature fluctuations, such as hogs. Students will use the barn for show practices and project development, with plans to host youth educational clinics in the new space as well. Any member of the community is invited to join the school district in celebrating this important addition to Paso Robles High School's agriculture programs, again on Friday, April 24th. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair next week at the Woodland Plaza. Here's Rebecca, the HR director for NCI affiliates, on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
That's Rebecca Chapman again, the director, the HR director for NCI Affiliates. NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit organization that supports training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities. And just our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency. This is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
A paving project near the San Luis Obispo Airport along southbound Highway 227 will result in one-way reversing traffic control next week. Traffic control will be in effect between Farmhouse Lane and Buckley Road, Wednesday, April 22nd through Friday, April 24th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. There will be flaggers on both ends of these lane closures, and travelers can expect delays of up to 15 minutes, according to Caltrans. Messages and directional signs will also be in place to alert the traveling public. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Athletics 9-6, the Padres over the Mariners 5-2, the Giants shut out the Reds 3-0, the Angels beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Angels, the Athletics will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Nationals, and the Yankees will face the Royals. In California news, marine scientists are warning that recent temperatures of the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California could affect weather and ecosystems for months. The ocean heat wave has worsened in recent weeks and has brought surface water temperatures about 7.7 degrees above the average for the date. The sea bottom was 67.6 degrees, the hottest on April 15th in about 100 years of records. The Pacific Palisades Meeting House of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints is now open, following its destruction from the wildfires in 2025. The meeting house did not burn down, but was left with extensive damage from smoke and ash. The building was rededicated on Sunday, April 12th, after a full-scale renovation of the interior. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has placed restrictions on the Southern California Desert District, effective April 15th. Across Southern California counties, certain activities are prohibited as wildfire risks increase, including campfires, use of open flame devices, and smoking. Restrictions apply to those visiting public land. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the USDA has announced payments for 2026 through the Pima Agriculture Cotton Trust Fund and the Agriculture Wool Apparel Manufacturers Trust Fund, providing financial support, they say, to U.S. textile manufacturers facing ongoing global trade challenges. Now, these programs are designed to help offset the effects of tariff inversion, a policy structure that can make it more cost-effective to move production overseas and import finished products rather than manufacture here at home domestically. The trust payments help level the playing field, they say, by compensating U.S. companies as if favorable duty reductions were still in place, enabling them to expand production, support jobs, and remain competitive. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden says U.S. textile companies produce world-renowned quality products and employ a highly skilled workforce. These payments, he says, strengthen our domestic manufacturers and help to ensure a fair playing field for American textiles. Now, the Pima Cotton Trust, established under the 2014 Farm Bill, provides $16 billion each year through 2031 to help support domestic cotton manufacturers.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or liveag.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KBRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Roses are blooming in the Central Valley. A Stanislaus County flower farmer said her flowers came into bloom earlier than usual this spring. We usually get roses towards the end of April. They're starting a few weeks earlier this year, she told Ag Alert in a field report. Roses go in flushes, and typically a flush lasts about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the variety. Then they take about 6 weeks, depending on the time of year, to regrow for the next flush. She said that she expects a busy springtime for flower sales. She added that April rainstorms that drenched much of the state for a few days could make it challenging to protect her roses from disease. We'll have to keep an eye on that, she said. Roses are very disease-prone, and we get powdery mildew and rust. But if you stay on top of it, it doesn't affect us. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop. the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, east-northeast winds shifting to west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with about a third of an inch of rain, showers on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 70s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, mid-60s on Wednesday, low 70s Thursday and Friday. Currently, it is 37 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPR All News Time is 6:20.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher this morning with continued optimism there could be a peace deal in the Iran conflict. The FAA is giving thumbs down to plans from United and American Airlines to significantly boost flights at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport for the summer season. The agency is cutting the expansion plans by 12%. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the number one priority is the safety of the flying public, which means ensuring airline schedules reflect what the system can safely handle. Apple's business in China is bouncing back. Counterpoint Research says Apple's iPhone shipments in China jumped 20% in the recent quarter. Analysts say Apple's products are seeing more demand because its devices have a reputation of lasting for at least 3 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Dip, 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 dip.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Open Mic Friday. Darcia is out. She's at a convention somewhere, I think over in the valley. So Mr. Kenny Ennie will be in control, and he will have on with him Mike Harvey of 511 Media. Mike's been on before, and they'll be looking on how the governor's race is shaping up and also some other races as well as the props. But remember, it's Open Mic Friday. It is Open Mic Friday, so you can steer the ship if you want when you call in. Which, by the way, I came across something this morning regarding the polls, and Mr. Hilton and Bianco are ahead. I think it's like 16%, and I forget, I think Tom Steyer is in at number 3. So we will see. If you remember last week, as Chris reported, at the convention, the Republican convention, they couldn't pick somebody because there was not 60%, whatever how they do that. So anyway, that's probably something that the guys will be talking about this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Got an email that came in. Fire. Another fire investigation. Why don't we ever find out what happens? I can't answer that question, but that fire was, as Chris again reported, on Black Oak Drive, and it was at the Motel 36, or the homeless place there, whatever it's called. I don't know what organization. Oh, I think it may be Echo. So I don't know. Now we don't get the answers, just like we don't get the results when something goes on in an agency, or not an agency, but a place like the school district. We're going to investigate this teacher. We're going to investigate this. We're going to look into this. And we don't get anything back. We don't get anything back, nor do others. So anyway, that's just the way things are, I suppose, because we allow it to happen. All right. Let's see here. I know it's breakfast time, but this is on the text. If you remember earlier this week that we were talking about robots and how they can do housework and all that kind of stuff. And a guy said that his daughter owns a vacuum that she can have not only vacuum but also mop the floor. And she has the ability with the controls when she's away from work, just, getting it going on her phone. Well, the daughter has a friend who also has one of those vacuums, and she, I won't read it exactly. I will just let you use your imagination. She forgot to take her dog out, and apparently she had the vacuum go. Well, the those vacuums, they go all over the house, so they find some. Anyway, so the dog needed to go out and couldn't make it out and, well, let nature take its course. And the vacuum then proceeded to go all over the house. The vacuum is gone. The vacuum is gone.
At that point, just blame yourself, not the vacuum.
I'd blame the dog.
You know, or anything other than the vacuum. The vacuum is just doing its job.
Right, but it does, I thought about this. Now, we don't have a big issue with it. We did when we had Jeter, because Jeter would eat anything. We had to put almost cat-proof things on the pantry and so he just, and he was a big, you know, it's not like we didn't, obviously we fed him, but he was always hungry. And he would eat through the plastic to get to bread. And so that would lead to, shall we say, some complications with him. And I don't mean, you know, he lived 15 years, so, but he would get sick often. We couldn't control him. You're just an animal. I mean, he got into maple syrup. He got into everything. I've never seen anything like that. Anyway, so when I read this, I thought, well, every once in a while, animals, fur balls, or, you know, they get into something. And, boy, if you've got one of those machines, you're looking at a bigger problem than not having your house vacuumed. My goodness. Ugh. All right, well, enjoy your breakfast. Let's see here. What else do we have? You know, you can only laugh at that stuff because it's not you. But it's when it is you, it's like, oh, my gosh. What a mess. What a mess. All right. This has made national news. And again, California should be proud of itself. I've seen it 2 days in a row. Now, we always like to talk about money and how the government takes our money in the form of legal plunder called taxes. Okay. And other ways, fees. There we go. Fees, permits, all these type of things and so forth that increases our cost of living. But the government never gets enough of it. So they need to come up with more, quote unquote, creative ways to get money from us. And many people think that the money is for good causes and et cetera, et cetera. Most of us listening to KPRL know otherwise. A lot of it's crap. Now, and I saw the interview with this lady. So, folks, when you're thinking about giving government one more cent, think about this, or I should say another one to think about. Illegal immigrants staying in homeless shelters in California have undergone sex change procedures and cross-sex hormone therapy treatment on the taxpayer's dime. Again, I saw the interview with this one lady. This includes boob jobs. How about that? I don't have the amount of money. It's the video I saw, it was a illegal immigrant from Honduras, transgender woman, talking about how she received cross-sex gender therapy treatment through the state's Medicaid program. And another one interviewed claimed to have legal status, said they were able to get taxpayer-funded breast implants. And Newsom's office confirmed to the media that illegal immigrants receive the same coverage as low-income Californians under Medicare, Medi-Cal, including access to sex reassignment, hormone therapy, and procedures. Congratulations, you are paying for it. This is the holy trinity of woke, liberal, out-of-touch, perverse ideology from your governor. We're allowing this to continue or to happen. And when you're writing or paying for groceries and you look at that and you need more money, think about this or these types of issues.
this has gotten so out of control, it is amazing. Or pathetic, I don't know which is it is. Remember, you're also providing people with the free lunches, not free lunch, free breakfast, free lunch, in some cases free dinners. You have the kindness in you to also pay for cell phones and other types of things along those lines. The list is pretty incredible. But you keep voting for people who want to take more money from you. That's great, which, by the way, this leads to something that there was a conversation yesterday at the end of the show. A lady, she calls in quite a bit. I'm always like listening to her. And she was talking about, you know, people being afraid or frightened because of the economy and the cost of things and so forth. And she was, at least in this conversation, was primarily talking about people that are, you know, older, because we were talking about the demographics of Paso Robles and so forth. And I kind of lumped this in all together because I was thinking about it yesterday afternoon. At what point do things have to, or you have to let people just suffer with the consequences of their decisions? Now, we've talked about that when we see some of these horrible, crimes take place. We see it when some of our sleazebag officials, elected officials in particular, get away with things. We've mentioned accountability and so forth. But when as a society do we say, you know what, you folks have voted for this. Now, I realize a lot of us would suffer, but we used to have this campaign, I don't know when it was, what decade, but it was called Tough Love. Maybe it needs to be pointed out for people who are complaining about the way things are and the cost of living now and so forth and so on, and programs as such, the one I've just mentioned, is, you know what? You voted for this. So here it is. Live with it or do something about it. Because the decisions you made 20, 30 years ago is the result of this. Remember, we always talk about long-term ramifications when you look at something. Now, we know that many of the things in the form of a proposition or bills that they're a little misleading to many people because of the way they're written. Supposedly, there was a law a couple of years ago here in California that was supposed to straighten that out. I don't even remember what the law was, but I remember something along those lines, and I don't think that's happened because many of these things, again, they're written in legalese, and a lot of people are confused, or they're deliberately written to confuse people, just like we've had, you know, a couple of instances here in our county, and particularly with the water, regarding the yes means no, the no means yes, etc. If you don't mail it in, it's an automatic yes or no, you know, whatever it is. It's not straightforward. But it does indicate that people are not paying attention enough to do something about that. And when they make the wrong decisions and then they start crying about it down the road, maybe they should live with it. Now, again, I know that that would affect all of us. But at one point, instead of throwing more and more and more rules, laws, regulations, money, et cetera, we just say, we got to put a halt to it right now. Yep, some people are going to have a couple of, you know, rough times, but too bad. We need to straighten this thing out. It's like the other night, I was watching something with my wife, and it had to do with the immigration. There was a conversation going on. I forget what it was about, but anyway. And I just said, you know what? We need to halt. We need to halt. Slowing down is one thing, but no, we need to halt our immigration until we straighten it out. I read something yesterday that the I don't know what department it is, maybe someone from Homeland Security said, look, our vetting process in this country is not good. It's not good. We need to relook on how we vet people. So if that's coming from the people that work within, why not say, okay, we're going to halt immigration until we look at this and straighten it out before we continue to let other people in. I'm not saying to get rid of immigration completely, but if you have a problem and something's going on at your, you know, whatever, it's work or house or something like that, you don't continue with the same problem. You get it fixed, and then you start up again. So why can't we do that in government? Say, you know what, folks? You want to come to the United States? Hold on a little bit. We need to get our ship in order. What would be so difficult that, other than people, one particular party, probably needing a psychiatrist because they'd have a heart, they'd go nuts. They'd go absolutely nuts. So that's just a little something to think about. And I actually, it'd be kind of interesting to see the backlash that any administration would do if they tried to do that. So, again, just a little something. Also, when we talk about rules and regulations in this state, because remember, California has more rules and regulations than even New York. As a matter of fact, we're, I think, almost two times as many rules and regulations as New York. And I'm talking about the state, not just the city. All right, so there is a California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. And what does it do? Well, it oversees the collection of sales taxes by more than 500,000 retail sellers, ranging from, you know, giants such as Amazon to, you know, one-person internet sellers. Now, the agency audits retail sales tax reports to ensure state and local governments receive their, what they call, fair share. All right. And that's money that's supposed to go for good causes and so forth like that. I don't know if it goes for breast implants for illegals from or transgenders from Honduras, but it's out there. Hold on. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Just real quick. You're talking about technology, and I think the first, probably the major, besides the coffee maker, was the microwave. That really, I mean, how convenient was that to pop something in the microwave for a few seconds or minutes as opposed to 30, 40, or an hour? That was a convenience, but the start of something.
Well, what microwaves came along? I mean, you know, on a, let's just say, a commercial full-scale use for most Americans in the late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but
That was a big deal.
I really don't remember, but you know, as I mentioned, we had a lot of technology, particularly after World War II and during World War II.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, I know a guy that works at Tesla, and when you drop off your car to get it serviced, they take it over to a specific, you know, parking number. And then the technician, when he wants to work on it, he just commands the car to come into the shop. He doesn't even have to go out and get it. And then when he's done with it, he parks it. He commands it to park in a certain parking spot out front.
Okay, now, is this person specifically a Tesla mechanic?
Yes.
All right, and so he then, well, even like mechanics now, they hook stuff up to, you know, another computer, and it does diagnostics.
Yeah, reads for codes and checks to see, you know, what type of, it doesn't tell you exactly what to fix, but it tells you where to start.
Okay, on a Tesla vehicle, I know nothing about them. How many parts are there?
They're pretty simple. I mean, the only thing other than, you know, you don't have to have the oil changed and stuff like that like you do on a regular car, but because they're so heavy, they ate through tires like crazy. I don't know how many parts there are, but they're pretty basic, you know, all-wheel drive system, battery operated. I don't know what their failure rate or anything like that is on the drivetrain, but I haven't heard anything horrible. And then you're talking about convenience of those things. Well, now they're talking about robo-taxis. Well, I know you know that too, but that's another fascinating, you know, is it necessary? No. Is it convenient? Yeah. You just type into an app, the car comes over to you, you hop in it, you go to your wherever you need to go, and it automatically bills your credit card.
Well, for many people, that may be the way they want to go, because we've seen, or not seen, but we've heard of, issues with these drivers, whatever they're called, and not just taxi drivers, that they're bad people.
Yeah, some Uber and Lyft people, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have some wackadoos out there, I'm sure, because they're independent contractors. So who knows what you're going to get. But I think it's a fascinating concept.
Simply because I've never done it, I don't know how I would think about sitting in a vehicle when nobody's driving. I mean,
where's your sense of adventure?
I don't know. I mean, it's not there yet. But because of what we see in the news on a daily basis, people are, the numbers in public transit is down because of the horrific stories we've seen. And now, people probably prefer, if I'm going to go from point A to point B and I'm in the city and taxi driver, I'm going to do this so I don't have to worry about somebody being aggressive.
Right. And then it's going to roll out pretty quickly. I don't know how popular it's going to be, but, again, then you're putting your trust in technology, and I don't think that that's a good thing, because what if it happens to glitch, What if it reads the sign wrong? Instead of 55, it does, 95 or 35.
Look, I was coming home last, October from Baltimore, and the taxi driver from the waterfront to the airport, and it was, it was really early in the morning, so there was no traffic. This guy in this bumpy old piece of crap taxi was probably doing 85 miles an hour.
Does he get paid by the mileage or by the time? Probably by the mileage, right?
Yeah, no, it was by the mileage, and I'm just sitting there looking, and I didn't say anything, but I thought, oh, my God, this thing, what is it? It had no shocks in it whatsoever.
I was going to say, so he's going to drop you off and get somebody else because, time is money.
Right. Yeah. I thought about that later when I, was standing in line, and I thought, he's hustling to get more work. So anyway, I got to go. We're out of time.
You got to go. You got it. Take care.
All right. We're heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday at 1134 Black Oak Drive, Paso Robles. Paso Fire says the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from the first floor apartment sprinkler system. The fire was contained to just one apartment. The cause is under investigation. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agricultural barn at Paso Robles High School Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agricultural education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. The House holding two early morning votes on extending FISA, the warrantless surveillance tool used by intelligence officials to spy on foreign suspects. Hardline Republicans joining Democrats to turn back the proposed five-year extension and also voted down the 18-month extension that was backed by President Trump.
On this vote, the yeas are 197, the nays are 228. Resolution is not adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Lawmakers did approve a two-week extension of FISA until April 30th. 10-day ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel now in effect. Fox's Greg Palcott.
Israel is agreeing to halt for the time being its weeks-long pounding of Hezbollah positions. Lebanon signed on too. The Iran-backed terror group there could fall in line, claiming they're watching developments unfold.
America's listening to Fox News.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the Ultimate Skin Refresh Facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Time for sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
Two new reports say Giants defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence wants out of New York, adding it's about more than just the money. Contract talks have broken off. No new talks on the immediate horizon. Three big comebacks in Major League Baseball. The Tigers came from three runs down with two outs in the bottom of the ninth for a 10-9 win over the Royals. Detroit's won six straight. So has Tampa. The Rays have scored three runs in the top of the ninth inning for a 5-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Rangers rallied for four runs in the top of the ninth for a 9-6 win over the A's. Giants beat the Reds 3-0. Brewers 2-1 over the Blue Jays. The NCAA's Football Oversight Committee put out a proposal recommending a standard start to the season before Labor Day weekend. And Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisa Collier signed a one-year, $1.4 million max deal. She's the third WNBA player to sign a max. I'm Martin Weiss.
All righty. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Sunny today, mid-70s, mainly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s, and we'll have clouds and sunshine right around 80 on your Saturday. Enjoy it. And then Sunday, we'll be down to the low 70s with sunshine, upper 60s Monday, and could get some rain. Now we're up to about 75% on Tuesday, low 60s, mid-60s Wednesday. Thursday, low 70s, same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:28 a.m., 7:38 p.m., we are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Indeed, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's our job, responsibility, and also our whatever, or what else, I don't know. Right, as I look to my left, there's nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but remember, especially those of you dog owners, make sure you take your dog out for a walk before you go to work. All right, again, if you lose one or find one that's winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Friday, well, not today. The office is closed today. All right, so most times Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. But the best option is always reception at APRL.com. That is our Southern Division. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got everything for you. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, got to hustle today, and this may fit in just nicely because I think it's an easy one. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Bass, Robles, and Templeton in the 1-9-9-er. You qualify for our gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in, give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song if you know it. Remember, the rules are don't answer a question with a question and watch your inflection when you answer the question so it doesn't sound like a question. Good luck, and here we go. Again, this may be easy, so we might, more than likely, we should be able to get the song completely in.
Yes, we're singing so silent because she's still over there.
238-5775-238-KPRL. If you think you know this biggin. Yes, indeed. It was a big, big song 60 years ago. 60 years ago, this was a huge song. Hi, good morning.
Hi, the Red Baron.
Okay, I'll give it to you because time is running out. It's Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Oh, okay. The Snoopy.
Yep. All right, sir, your final qualifier. May I have your name, please?
Paul Curtis.
All right, Paul, we got you down. This was recorded in released in December of 1966. It couldn't get to number one because of the Monkees song, but here it is, the Royal Guardsman out of Florida.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 more. The bloody Red Baron was rolled up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew to the sky to seek revenge, but the Baron shot him down.
Curse his father again.
10, 40, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody Red Baron was rolling on the storm. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany. Stupid swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
Started out in 1962. One of the writers, Dick Holler, he penned it after the history-minded hits of Johnny Horton, such as Sink the Bismarck and the Battle of New Orleans. So it started in 62, and then when the comic strip and the show got big, they went in the studio, redid it, and they recorded it.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. A paving project near the San Luis Obispo County Airport along southbound Highway 227 will result in one-way reversing traffic control next week. Traffic control will be in effect from Farmhouse Lane and Buckley Road Wednesday, April 22nd through Friday, April 24th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
At one point, there was a little dispute with Charles Schulz over the song. But eventually, Charles Schulz relented and said, hey, all right, guys, go ahead. And they also had, of course, Snoopy's Christmas, Snoopy for President. And later, they released something in 2006. It is Snoopy vs. Osama. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.